the main issues that the industry sees going forward with this election are certainly, number one, would be its uncompetitiveness, and that's especially on the processing side. And the reason for that is there are extremely high input costs, and we consider those costs to be water, labour, certainly power and fertiliser. And when we're talking about labour, it's completely protectionist and highly regulated, unlike, say, the labour situation in New Zealand. And the potato industry in Australia is competing directly with New Zealand on processed potatoes. And in processing in New Zealand, their approximate wage costs are 2 to 3 times less than Australia. So we have a real difficulty in competing with that.
For the two important issues you are looking at in this election, have they been getting much traction on the campaign trail, or have you had local members or politicians, you know, in conversation talking about these issues?
The one that I've had probably the most involvement with would be on biosecurity, and that was the other thing I wanted to discuss with you today, Clint. Biosecurity is extremely important to agriculture and horticultural industries in Australia. Because we are so uncompetitive in many areas, main competitive advantage is extraordinary quality, premium, clean and green. So if we mess with that by allowing market access into this country with biosecurity that is not strict enough, then we will lose that competitive advantage. Certainly, federally, this is something that I went to Canberra about. We haven't had a decision made on imports from New Zealand yet. That was to be handed down on the 5th of September. I'm sure that will be delayed now due to the election. But in an industry like potatoes, there is a very high chance that if there was an incursion of zebra chip disease from New Zealand, the potato industry would be, it could be decimated. We'd lose half of it, and that would be at a national level. And yes, politicians are waking up to this.
Yes, it sounds very similar to what the citrus industry was saying with some of the threats that they've got on their doorstep.
Yes. And I suppose the other thing that that personally and professionally is very important to me is the repositioning of primary production and agriculture. And by that, I mean that I want governments at all levels and the general population to look at primary production in a new light. We can't attract the top students into agricultural studies, so we're not getting the top people in this industry. It needs to be repositioned to be seen as to be smart, you know, the high tech. It's not about driving tractors. This is a huge industry that this country is absolutely dependent upon, and we need to refocus the image of agriculture.
Have you seen any of these issues being championed on the campaign trail, or is it something that you think we need to see more of?
I think certainly there's been a lot of discussion about the repositioning of agriculture, and that's a really good thing. Politicians I've spoken with are certainly keen to do that. Biosecurity is on everyone's lips. I've spoken to plenty of senators and politicians about that, so absolutely.